I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin says Hamas does not appear poised to attack U.S. forces who are building a pier off the coast, off Gaza, to deliver aid to the war-torn strip by sea. Those comments come about a week after a mortar attack targeted the pier site but resulted in no injuries. VOA's Carla Babb.
As the U.S.-made pier off the Gazan coast nears completion, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says he does not see signs that the militant group Hamas will attack the American troops constructing it to bring more aid into Gaza.
I don't see any indications currently that there is an active intent to do that.
The U.S. has security in place to keep American troops protected, and Israel also has vowed to protect those forces.
VOA's Carla Babb reporting. Turkey has announced it is halting trade with Israel worth $7 billion a year until a permanent ceasefire and humanitarian aid are secured in Gaza. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
Turkey has become the first of Israel's key partners to halt trade over the conflict in Gaza. Israel's foreign minister, Israel Katz, criticized the suspension, saying it breaks international trade agreements and calling it how a dictator behaves. The militant group Hamas, which rules Gaza, praised the decision as brave and supportive of Palestinian rights.
That is Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. A top UN official said Friday that hard-hit northern Gaza was now in full-blown famine after more than 6 months of war between Israel and Hamas and severe Israeli restrictions on food deliveries to the Palestinian territory. Cindy McCain, the American director of the UN World Food Program, became the most prominent international official so far to declare that trapped civilians are on the brink or over the brink of famine. This is VOA News. Britain's opposition Labour Party claimed a big early win against Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and his governing Conservative Party in local elections on Friday.
The victory echoes recent polls, which indicate the beginning of the end of 14 years of Conservative rule and of Sunak's leadership.
We've got a billionaire Prime Minister.
Labour inflicted heavy losses on the Conservatives, securing a parliamentary seat in the northern English town of Blackpool and gaining control of several councils.
I declare that Christopher Paul Webb is duly elected as the Member of Parliament for the Blackpool South constituency.
The results set the tone for what will be two closely watched days of local results before a national election later this year.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting. Friday marks day 11 of former U.S. President Donald Trump's hush money trial. AP correspondent Jennifer King with more.
Donald Trump returned to court in New York, taking the stand today. Former White House Communications Director Hope Hicks. Judge Juan Marchand, who's not yet ruled on Thursday's contempt hearing, started off by clarifying the Trump's gag order does not prohibit him from testifying. Speaking before the session, the former president clarified his understanding of the gag order, reversing himself on statements he had made to that effect Thursday.
The gag order is not to testify. The gag order stops me from talking about people and responding when they say things about me.
The Republican presidential candidate has pled not guilty to falsifying business records to cover up the true nature of payments. I'm Jennifer King.
Democratic U.S. Representative Henry Keller of Texas and his wife have been indicted on conspiracy and bribery charges in connection with a federal probe into their ties with the former Soviet Republic of Azerbaijan. The U.S. Department of Justice said the couple surrendered to authorities on Friday and were taken into custody. It said they made an initial appearance before a federal judge in Houston and were each released on a $100,000 bond. Keller released a statement Friday denying any wrongdoing. According to federal indictments, the couple accepted nearly $600,000 in bribes from an Azerbaijan-controlled energy company and a bank in Mexico in exchange for advancing the interests of the country and the bank in the U.S. Roughly 100,000 immigrants who were brought to the U.S. as children are expected to enroll in the Affordable Care Act's health insurance next year under a new directive the Biden administration released on Friday. The move took longer than promised to finalize and fell short of Democratic President Joe Biden's initial proposal to allow those migrants to sign up for Medicaid. That's a health insurance program that provides nearly free coverage for the nation's poorest people. You'll find more at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.